All right, time for your Monday morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with senior writer John Osher. We'll start with the obvious, and that's the growing pains that we're witnessing the last few weeks with quarterback Blake Bortles.
Well, when you started him, this is what you signed on for. Yep. He's a rookie quarterback playing with other rookies on offense. It's going to be a storyline this week, but it's also something I think we're probably going to see for a while.
You can go back and look at quarterbacks throughout NFL history. Few of them don't struggle as rookies. Now, something that's not struggling is the Jaguars' running game. The last 2 weeks, over 170 yards. It's the first time since 2010 the Jags have had back-to-back ground games over 150.
Well, and a lot of credit to Denard Robinson, credit to the offensive line, of course. Also, some credit to the presence of Blake Bortles, I think, has loosened up the defenses a little bit. So even though the kid is struggling, I think some of the credit for the overall offense also goes to the quarterback.
Do you think this is something that Denard Robinson is capable of providing week in and week out?
Well, I was skeptical in the offseason, and I wrote it a lot. I'm less skeptical now than I was.
All right, finally, the defensive emergence. Last month has been good. Yesterday was very good.
Well, and what a surprise. You had a lot of guys who were out, and you sort of thought that maybe this defense was getting to a point where it could withstand some injuries. It showed that for a week, at least on Sunday, that it could.
Yeah, Paul Posluszny on injured reserve. JT Thomas plays a whale of a game. Same thing with Ryan Davis. All these stories we're covering for you today here on Jaguars.com. Make it a great Monday.